Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. Now, Father, I thank you with all my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your presence. I thank you, God, for your word and the assurance that it brings into our hearts. I thank you for divine change, Lord, for your willingness to endure us in our frailty and our failings, yet still love us and call us your own. Thank you, Lord, for inviting us into the incredible victory that you won for us on the cross. Lord Jesus Christ, would you open our understanding? Would you cause your word to live? Would you cause us to grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are? I thank you for this. I thank you for covering this frail body and frail mind. I thank you, Lord, for giving me thoughts that are deeper than my own. Thank you, Lord, for taking this offering that I bring to you and to your people and multiplying it 1,000 ways and speaking to every heart in a way that only you can. Build your church, Jesus. For you said you'd build your church upon this foundation. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Build a strong church in this generation, oh God. Father, I thank you for this and I praise you in Jesus' name. Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, that means past and future, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still and know that I am God. A phenomenal verse, a verse about which songs have been written, poems have been made. Countless numbers of sermons have been preached. You know, when people hear a verse like that, they wonder, what does it mean to be still? Does it mean just I don't do anything? What's the context of this particular word? When you look in the original text, it's a phenomenal context.